理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 39 A Plan of Escape.
My worries are about my son. His father and his father's friends often teach him his father's bad habits and encourage him. I attempt to keep my son away from them as long as possible, but Mr. Huntingdon often calls his son to the dinner table after the men have finished eating.They find the boy quite amusing when he takes wine with them and uses the terrible words his father teaches him. My son finds this time entertaining as well, and cries when I force him to leave them. I am thankful that Mr. Hargrave does not encourage the child. I have never seen him laugh at the child's behavior.I can no longer allow my dear son to follow his father's habits. Therefore, I must leave soon with my son. For now, I must continue to improve my painting talent. I will then explain my plan to Rachel. She will find a picture dealer who can sell my paintings, and I will save the money for the journey and to find a new home for my son and me.I worked from morning till evening on my paintings, alone in the library. At times, Mr. Hargrave would come to visit for a short time, but I said little to him, and he would soon leave. One evening, however, he came in, telling me he had something important to say.
Your husband was speaking about you this evening, Mrs. Huntington.
He paused.Waiting for my response, but I said nothing, so he continued.
Mr. Huntington told us tonight that he indeed has no wife, and will gladly give you to anyone who asks. What do you think of this news, Mrs. Huntington?
I will no longer be his possession.
Will you leave him then?
Yes, but my child will go with me.
Alone? You cannot go alone,
he exclaimed as he walked towards me.
Mrs. Huntington, you are cruel to me. I must speak,
he cried.
You must allow me to leave with you. Let me protect you.
Never! I will never allow you to leave with us. Soon enough, Grimsby walked by.Looking into the library at the two of us. Immediately, my husband, Hattersley, and Grimsby came into the room. Mr. Hargrave was smiling with satisfaction. Mr. Hargrave, I said coldly, please tell these gentlemen that I did not refuse your requests to become my lover. He turned around and looked at me in surprise.
No, you did not,
he said quietly, looking down. I immediately left them. What a scene! How could I bear such embarrassment in my own home? Mr. Hargrave left Grassdale early the next morning, and I have never seen him since. The others stayed for 2 or 3 weeks longer, but I spent little time with them.I worked all day in the library on my paintings. Soon I explained my plan of escape to Rachel. She hates Mr. Huntingdon strongly and loves my son and I like a mother. She offered me her savings, but of course I could not accept. I will complete my paintings and save enough money to leave with my child, leaving my husband alone.With his bottle of wine.
Chapter 40 A Disaster.
January 10th, 1827. While writing about my plans for escape in my journal yesterday evening, I sat at my desk in the sitting room. Mr. Huntingdon was present, but I thought he was asleep on the sofa behind me. He had stood up, however, and been reading the journal as I wrote. As I finished writing, I put the pen down when he put his hand on my shoulder, saying,
"I'll just read a bit of your journal, dear,"
as he took it from me.
"It's rather long,"
he said.
"Perhaps I'll read it another day, but please give me the keys to your desk."
"Why?" I asked, quite frightened. He then took the keys from my hand and opened my desk, and quickly removed the painting supplies. He then began throwing the supplies and my beloved paintings into the fire. He then took the money I had saved and threw the keys at me. I then returned to my room in shock and fear. How would I save my son now?
Chapter 41. Hope Again.
March 20th. Mr. Huntington left in early February. Now I am alone with my son to teach him about morals and gentlemanly behavior. It was quite difficult to break those terrible habits that his father taught him, but he has learned quickly. He now refuses to drink wine or any other liquor. At first, I gave him as much wine as he requested, but added a bit of medicine to make him feel ill. Now, he believes that if he drinks wine, he will soon be ill. My brother, Frederick, is coming to Grassdale soon for a visit. After his arrival, I will explain my plans for escape and ask for his help. I believe he will be quite willing to help me, as he hates my husband for his terrible behavior as a husband and father, although he has found this information through others. I never told him a word of my marriage problems. April 16th. He has come and gone. He stayed for only 2 weeks. The time passed quickly, but very, very happily. He is willing to assist me in my escape, but has persuaded me to stay at Grassdale until I cannot bear the situation any longer. He will prepare a few rooms in Wildfell Hall, where his family lived many years ago. If I need his help, I will write to him, and he will have the rooms ready for my arrival.
Chapter 42. A Change.
September 1st. No Mr. Huntington yet. If he continues to stay away from Grassdale, I shall be able to stay. Mr. and Mrs. Hattersley are visiting the Grove for 2 weeks, although Mr. Hargrave is still absent. One morning they came for a visit, and we all sat together in the garden.
"Do you want to hear anything about your husband, Mrs. Huntington?"
Mr. Hattersley asked me as we sat together. "No."
"Well, I think you're better without him. I'm thinking of leaving him and all those careless men, as I have a young family now to take care of. I'm a better man than you think I am."
"You should have changed your ways a long time ago."
"Well, it's not too late to change now, is it?"
"No, it's never too late. I know your wife will be quite pleased to hear this. She worries so much about your wild behavior and heavy drinking."
"No, she doesn't seem to mind those habits."
"That's not true, Mr. Hattersley. She worries quite often, but is too afraid to tell you of her fears. I will show you two of her letters she has written me recently." He followed me into the library. He read the letters in silence, and I noticed a tear fall from his eyes. He was quietly crying, but would not allow me to see his face. He had not realized before how he hurt his dear wife. After reading, he walked outside to his wife and told her he would begin acting as a gentleman and father should.
"Do, Ralph. We shall be so happy. How very, very good you are."
"No. Think, Mrs. Huntington."
He promised to act properly, and she promised to speak to him more often about her fears. They are now quite happy, after returning to their home with their three children.